Reigning Jeopardy champion James Holzhauer shattered his own record again.
And a new total of 1,426,330.
The Las Vegas sports bettor now holds the top 9 spots for most money won in a single game, and he's riding a 19-game winning streak. Commentator Mike Pesca has some thoughts on how Holzhauer hacked Jeopardy.
The sports equivalent of Jeopardy champion James Holzhauer isn't a dominant individual, it's a team, the Golden State Warriors. Before the Warriors, everyone knew the rules, that three-pointers were worth more than two, but few capitalized on them to change the game. Then the Warriors began taking an ungodly amount of threes and amassing a staggering number of wins. The same is true of Holzhauer. He stalks the board like a predator in an attempt to build up his bankroll with the hardest questions first. Then he makes huge bets when the Jeopardy board reveals a daily double. Holzhauer takes full advantage, wagering massive amounts.
Daily double. Hello. 2 days in a row you find the daily double.
Holzhauer has uncovered almost 80% of all the daily doubles available and only gotten 4 wrong in 19 days. Now, it's not like others haven't tried this. There was a champion named Chuck Forrest who bounced around the board hunting for daily doubles on his way to winning the 1986 Tournament of Champions. Forrest reminds me of the 1988-89 New York Knicks, who under coach Rick Pitino attempted 14 three-pointers a game. There had never been a season in which an NBA team averaged even 10. Impressive. That was before the Warriors, of course. Holzhauer is a quantum leap beyond those who came before, the first to truly exploit Jeopardy. Holzhauer's knowledge is impressive, but his biggest skill isn't his smarts. Even he says in interviews that most contestants know most of the answers. Holzhauer's greatest virtue is his speed. He beat opponents to the buzzer on the way to more than 700 correct answers, including all but one final Jeopardy during his run. Then comes his betting strategy. As a professional gambler by trade, he makes bets that are smart and aggressive, and unlike most of his competitors, he doesn't psych himself out. Jeopardy is something you can't practice for. I know, I was a contestant in 2006. I was prepared for the trivia, unprepared for the video daily doubles, having forgotten to bring my eyeglasses with me to California, but like everyone else, I was caught off guard by the mechanics of the buzzer. I did well enough, but I can only imagine how a few practice games under my belt would have helped. And that is why incumbency in Jeopardy is one of the great advantages. By now, Holzhauer has a ton of experience and the psychological edge over everyone he faces. Now, it's not as if he can't be beat. 2 days ago, Holzhauer won by just $18. But here's the thing about the just $18 part. It seemed that close because the second place contestant overbet in Final Jeopardy. Now that's the kind of critique that seems nitpicky. Oh, come on, you gotta bet it all when the game is on the line. Well, in this case, it was an unstrategic wager. It didn't cost the runner-up the game, but it could have. Holzhauer would never have made that mistake, or at least he never has during his tenure. 99% of the public might dismiss such a point, but Holzhauer surely wouldn't. And that's why he's one of the greatest game show champions ever. And you, and I, and everyone he's faced so far, can only stand by watching in awe.
I live my life in awe of commentator Mike Pesca, who hosts the Slate podcast, The Gist.